Is the light okay, or do you want your baseball cap?
Well, mine too, or somebody.
Do you want it?
No.
Okay.
You mean mine?
Yeah, I meant for yours.
No, I guess it didn't on the chair.
Yeah, but you're okay with that.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
You told me last time that your father was born in 1866 in Lone Tree, and that your mother came from New York to Kansas by covered wagon to Oregon. Now, do you remember that either your that your mother especially told you anything about those that trip?
She didn't tell much. She said they always had. They were told that the Indians, or, you know, would get them, but she said they never did. One time they got ready for them and rented the cellar and hid themselves, but she said the Indians never came.
Now, do you mean while they were on the trip or when they got here?
Well, both.
Both, uh-huh. Did they see Indians?
She didn't say anything about any on the trip. There were lots that came and saw us after they got here.
Really?
I can remember them.
Oh, you can?
Yes.
Well, tell me what you remember about those Indians.
Well, they came and one, they gave my sister, that's 5 years older than I, they gave her and I each a string of beads. And I don't know what happened to mine, whether it came to somebody or what, but they disappeared, and I think she had hers, but of course the nephew took everything, so he got the beads.
Why do you think they gave you beads?
Well, they were just that kind. They were real nice to us, and Dad gave them, I remember when the apples were ripe, that he let them pick apples off the ground, and
now, these were Indians that were traveling through, I suppose.
Yeah.
They didn't live here all year round, did they?
No, they were traveling through, and one thing they did was, I might have told you last time you were here about the barbed wire along the road, and have a barbed wire fence.
Around your ranch in Ladd Canyon, you mean?
Yes.
Yes.
And the sheep would pasture there.
Mm-hmm.
And the sheep had run under the fence, and when they did that, they'd pull wool off and leave it on the fence.
Yes.
And the Indians always gathered that.
Huh. How do you think they used it?
Oh, I think they must have made clothing out of it.
You think they could weave? Well, they must have been able to weave.
I think they did.
Mm-hmm. Did you see both men and women?
Yes.
Yes. And why do you think they were so friendly?
Well, they liked us, I guess.
But what did you do to make them like you?
Well, I don't know. We just were good to them, and I guess they were good to us.
You couldn't speak to them, though. They didn't know English,
no,
did they?
No, they just... I think they had little youngsters, and we would play with the little youngsters and things like that that they liked.
Did you give them food?
And we gave them food. And it was at that time that my dad was taking a prisoner of the Indians up at Ball Lake. He and a man from Joseph, I don't know his name, I don't know if Dad ever told us his name or told them or anything, but Dad decided to go up to Joseph, and the fellow went with him, and they took two pack horses, and they were packed. But when they got up there, the Indians took them prisoners. So they went in a tent to spend the night, and before they went to bed, they came out and got around the campfire, and one thing they did was do. His brother was with him too, and Fred. And Fred was a great athlete, and they got to kind of play, and you know, they didn't seem to be too afraid, and they got to playing, and Fred would stand on his hands and jump way up in the air, throw it like that, and they'd say, ooh, ah, and things like that to him, you know, that's the way they talked. Then the next morning, they got both of them and put them on their horses and headed them toward Le Grand and told them to go back and never come back again. Well, Dad never entered Willow County again after that. He said that was his promise, and he never got out of the county. He did his promise to the Indians was to go, never go back up there, and he didn't go back. But it wasn't because he didn't like them.
And they didn't like him.
They didn't like him. And his brother did tricks, and he'd turn somersaults and different things like, what else did Fred do? Well, I know he had a bar on, Dad had a steel bar on a tree, and Dad would turn around on that bar, and Fred got so he'd do lots of tricks on himself, and Dad would catch a hold of him, and he can't pull himself up this way with just the hold of the bar. And I imagine that he's at barn tree yet, it might be. And
this was Fred Banton, right?
Yes. My dad.
And do you have any idea why the Indians were hostile toward white people?
No, nothing. As a child, I don't think I did. They never were hostile to us, and even worked with us. And
well, that wasn't the same group of Indians, was it?
Well, that I don't know.
Wasn't it the Nez Perce around Wallawa and the Cayuse around Le Grand Ronde?
Yeah, and Chief Joseph was the one that took them prisoners and kept them all night up there.
That was the older Chief Joseph? Was it?
Yes, it was. And he was a good friend of Dad's. I think he came back down there once or twice and always came to see him.
Oh, Chief Joseph was a good friend of your father's?
Yes, he would talk to him.
No. But he didn't want him up there.
He didn't want him up there.
Uh-huh.
And Dad said they left for Little Lake, or he and his brother did, and this man that was with them left the lake and came down the ways and camped on Prairie Creek. And they stayed all night there a few nights.
Where's that?
It's just below Willow Lake.
In Joseph?
In Joseph, yes. And Dad rode, he sat down at his home. He had a fireplace in it. And he'd lie down of an evening. He'd lie down and in front of the fireplace and write down kind of a diary, you know. Well, he wrote a diary about going up there, and the boys found about half of it, was it?
Yeah, we have the letter describing the trip all the way from Somerville to the lake and partway back.
And then he evidently went to bed, and they wasn't any more of it finished. They wished there had a bed. So they'd known the rest of the story, but he evidently didn't take time to write all of it. He just wrote about them being taken prisoners and jumped in the air and things.
Now, that's in the diary.
And that was in the diary.
That's different from what you have?
It's what I have, and I can
prove
that.
It is.
That would have been a copy of it, my brother has.
That would have been written about when?
Well, we think it was written probably many years later. That happened in 1870 or 72, I think, and he probably wrote this in the 1920s. But described it pretty completely.
I can give you
a copy of that.
I've read about these incidents somewhere, and I can't remember.
Stever has it written up in one of his books.
Who?
Rick Stever.
No,
have you read one
not
of his?
That one.
Rendezvous or something like that. I can give you a copy of it.
Well, we have that book, Rendezvous. And
yeah, you do.
He came out with one other book. What was the name of that?
It was really not your dad, but Frank's dad, wasn't it, that made that trip up there.
No, I think it was Dad. Dad himself.
All right. Anyway, I can give Eugene a copy of that diary, can't I?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll do that.
But I'm sure it was Dad that was taken up there.
Well, can you remember anything more about the Indians that you saw yourself?
Well, it always pops up in my mind just about seeing them. About seeing them out around the house of picking apples.
Uh-huh.
And they love to get apples in the fall for their little papooses.
Sure, sure. And how were they dressed?
They were dressed much as they do now. They had on kind of flowing dresses, and, as I remembered, and shirts and buckskin, I think, pants. And
hats?
I don't remember anything else about their clothing. I think they generally wore bright clothing.
Where do you think they bought it?
That I don't know.
Did it look as though
They made it.
You think they made it?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Do they have long hair?
Yes.
Braided?
Some of them did and some of them didn't.
Mm-hmm. Did they smoke?
Some did and some didn't.
Mm-hmm. How did their teeth look?
They looked like good teeth to me.
Did they seem well nourished?
Yes, they did.
They weren't beggars?
No, not a bit, except they, as I say, every once in a while they'd stop at the door, the back door of the kitchen, and they always wanted, they were kind of like the gypsies. They stopped there a lot too, and they wanted money for the, they had to get medicine for the little papooses.
Yeah.
And the Indians were much the same that way, but they never offered to hurt us or anything.
Mm-hmm. Do you think they slept in teepees?
Well, that I don't know for sure.
Do you know where they slept? Where their,
I think
where their shelters
they
were?
They just got their things out where they were and slept there under a tree.
But they didn't have tents?
No.
No,
no tents that we saw in the way.
Did you ever see them on the move when they were going from Grand Ronde to somewhere else? How they packed
their
things?
Well, in later years we did. Not then, but in later years they moved with their horses. When they had brought the sheep over from the Bentham Valley and would pasture them there. And then that's when they gathered lots of their wool and their camas. They went down, we had a field down Lois and Dad and his mother, no, he's not his mother, his sister, owned. Each one of them had 80 acres. And there was lots of camas grew there. And they would gather that camas and then grind it up and make flour.
Would you describe the way camas looked when it grew?
Well, in much as it does now, do you know how it grows now?
Well, I've seen pictures, but I've never actually seen it growing.
It grows, it makes a white or a blue flower, and just a stem comes up and this blue flower forms on top of it.
Uh-huh. And it's the root that we eat,
isn't
it?
They got the root, they have the ground all dug up. But they,
then they have to, did they have to dry the root before they could grind it up for food?
Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm. Did they grind it with stones?
Yes, we have one with stones. One of the, what they call those dish looking things.
Uh-huh.
You know, with a
mortar and pestle.
Yeah.
And
where's that?
That's at where Dale is, or my brother.
Your son.
My son, yes.
Your brother.
My brother.
Your brother.
On the home place, yeah.
Which is?
In Mount Glen.
At Mount Glen.
Mm-hmm. I have a pestle at home. Not from there, but it was discovered out there.
But this pestle and bowl, they were digging one day in the orchard to plant a peach tree, I think it was. And they dug down ways and found that rock. And something else that I have that maybe you know what it is, or maybe you find somebody, somebody that does. There was a lady that we kept care of because she was getting elderly, and when she told us that when she was gone, we could take anything she had, and she, among the things that we got was a little piece of leather about that long, and on the orong, the one end was evidently a rock, and then the rock was all wound with leather, so you couldn't see the rock, and we never knew what that was for, except at one time I was up a fair up in Washington, I think, and asked them up there if they knew what that was, and one the lady told me she didn't know for sure, but she thought they used them to the maidens to ward off the Indians when they were riding the horses. And I don't know if that's true or not, but the only one other one I saw, they had one hanging on the wall down at Cascade Locks. And they had different things on the wall down there, and one thing was one of those straps. And
so maybe it was a kind of a weapon?
Well, it kind of looked like it might have been. I did have for somebody getting in there with it.
And I have it at my house.
Me too.
And it could have been a weapon.
And about how old were you, do you think, when you saw an Indian for the last time around here?
Well, it was when they came through to get gather the wool off the fences, and I imagine I was probably just starting school, probably about 6 years old.
I see, yes. And then do you think they died after that, or that they went on to the reservation?
Well,
maybe?
I think their relatives probably went back to the Pendleton Valley.
To the Umatilla Reservation, maybe.
Because I never heard where they lived, but I just kind of imagine they went back there.
Yeah. What's your opinion about what happened to the Indians in late years?
Well, I really don't know. I think they went to different places and formed their camps. And
yes, but what's your opinion about putting the Indians onto reservations, for example?
Oh, I think the Indians were here first, that they should have their own idea, you know, where they want to live. I think God made all of us the same, and there's no reason why he didn't make the Indians.
So, did you think that not being able to see the Indians or have them share in what was around here was unfair to them?
They didn't seem to want to stay here.
They didn't?
No. I don't believe I ever heard of any that wanted to stay here. They all seemed to want to go back to the Umatilla Valley.
I see. Maybe they wanted to be with more people who shared their customs.
Yes, that might have been. And of course, there were Indians over there then.
Yes.
And they might have wanted to get back where they were, living like that. Mm-hmm.
So let's switch over to your mother and the covered wagon experience. Do you remember her telling you stories about that?
Well, yes, she came over in a covered wagon, she was born in County Cork, New York, and they came on to Kansas, and they lived there a while, but the little prairie dog, I suppose they're big squirrels, they got to eating up the things they were growing, and they got disheartened over that and left again, and that's when they came on and came out of here, and there I had that picture of a covered wagon with him on a seat on the covered wagon and her there beside of him. Of course, I don't have that anymore.
We do have that, Mom. We have that picture.
Oh, we do?
Mm-hmm.
Did you find it?
Mm-hmm, I found it. It had taken in Independence, Missouri, yeah, when they left there for Oregon.
Yes, you can see that. Independence. By Carter,
you can go back that way if you want to.
Did she tell you any stories about the trip?
Well, no, not many about the trip. She told me about the time that the that they had the cellar under the house, and they was word got out the Indians were coming.
Yeah.
And that's what they ran into the house and the cellar.
Okay, let's switch over now to the early years of living in Ladd Canyon at the homestead claim.
Yes.
could you describe what you can remember of how a typical day would go, what time you got up in the morning, what you ate for breakfast, what you did during the morning, and so on?
Well, we...
This goes back to when you were very young, of course.
Yes. My dad would get up about 4 or 5 o'clock, but I didn't get up that early. I think I got up about 5:30 or 6. And then we always had didn't have a herd of cows, but we had a few cows. And they would have to be milked. Sometimes he'd milk all of them, and sometimes he'd have me go down and help him. Because my brothers would be gone or something, I helped him milk.
Did you have breakfast first?
And no, I think we went out and done some of our work before we had
breakfast. Yours first thing, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you wash up or anything in the morning?
Yes. Oh, yes, we washed.
Cold water?
I'll say.
Any soap?
Yes, so we had soap.
Uh-huh. And where was, I suppose the water was in a bowl of some kind, or?
Well, we had a spring up back of the house, and it ran down, and me and Dad put some kind of a pipe or something up there so that it ran in that out down to a sink.
And outdoor sink?
Oh, indoor.
Indoor?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
And
what luxury.
We would turn it on, and it'd run day and night.
Uh-huh.
People would come out from Grand and have a fit because we had water all. We didn't turn it off.
Well, where did the excess water go? Through a hole in the floor?
It must have, I guess, and out into a ditch, and then we had to, we generally used it to water some kind of garden or something like that.
Yeah. So you'd wash in this basin that the water flowed into, is that it?
Yes, we'd keep it in a bucket.
In a bucket.
And then we'd gather out of the bucket and put it in, although I think Mother Jenny put it on the stove and warmed it up before we washed it.
Here, hang on to me and we'll go this way.
All right, this way?
Yeah, no, we need to. Kimberly wants to see it out
here. No, I don't want to.
Yeah, well, Kimberly needs to get.
You'll
have to be still.
Yeah, it was good.
Okay.
So after you helped do the milking, did you have more chores to do, or could you play for the rest of the morning?
We helped Dad run. As far back as I remember, he always had a separator.
A cream separator.
Yeah, cream separator.
Uh-huh.
And we would help him turn that, and he would have a cup and put it under the spout where the milk came out and get some milk, and then he put it under the cream and get some cream, and he drank that every morning.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes we'd get a cup and get out there
have
it full of the fresh cow's milk and drink that.
Uh-huh.
And then they say it needs to be pasteurized.
I guess it wasn't then, though.
Didn't hurt at all.
No. And then did you have homemade bread?
Yes.
Your mother made bread every week or so?
Mother made bread and butter, and she sold the butter, and she sold eggs, and in the hard times. And the butter, I remember she'd had a big dasher, you know, she dashed down the turn and come up, and I'd slip in there, and every once in a while I'd get my finger under the dash and come up on when she came down and get the butter.
So you had a bruised finger.
Yes.
Yes.
I had to quit that.
Did she add salt to the butter?
I can't remember if she did, but maybe she did.
I think a lot of people do for better flavor.
Yes, I think she might have.
Mm-hmm.
She made biscuits, and she had a pan she called a bread pan. It was about that big and about that high.
Mm-hmm.
And she
about
had
3 inches.
Flour in that, and she'd make biscuits, you know, get a hole in the middle and put her milk in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'd add the other things to that, and she made the best biscuits.
I'll bet. And I'll bet you cooked them in a wood stove.
Yes.
Right.
It was a home comfort.
Did you have to get the wood in and keep the stove going?
Oh, yes. We had to get the wood in, and then we put the wood in the stove to keep it going.
But I suppose you kept the stove going pretty much all day.
Well, yes.
Especially in cold weather.
Yes, because the house, it was a big house, and it had lots of holes in it.
Mm-hmm. Not much insulation.
None at all for that, any. Neither, but
I can hear the wind whistling through there now.
Yes.
Oh. Did you wear pretty heavy clothes all day long during the winter?
Well, Mother put those long johns, they called them.
Long johns, yeah.
On the, when we got up in the morning to wear to school, but my sister would get outside of her and roll them up. So she'd have short ones.
Oh, she didn't like the way they looked?
No, she thought it was old-fashioned.
I see.
Didn't like the way it looked.
Uh-huh. She wanted a little more style.
Yes.
Yeah. And then lunch. What did you do for lunch usually?
Well,
have biscuits with bread?
I think she cooked lunch, but when we went to school, we took whole sandwiches and things like that to school.
Yeah. And maybe an apple?
Yes.
Some milk?
We had milk to drink.
Sure.
We drank. And,
and then when you came home from school, were there some more chores to do?
We had to get the wood in for the night.
Yeah. Your father had cut the wood, I suppose.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
He had, I remember once he telling the story of having a hole in the toe of his shoe, and they couldn't afford new pair of shoes for him, so in that hole he poked a rag.
Uh-huh.
And he went out to the chopping block one day to cut that rag off, and he cut a piece off his, didn't cut his off his toe, but it got a big gash in his toe from that.
That was an accident, I hope.
Yes.
Yeah. And then in the wintertime, of course, it was starting to get dark by 4:30.
Yes, by the time we got home from school, it was time to start doing chores again.
So what kind of light did you have inside the house?
Well, we had, of course, first we had the color lamp, and then a little later the Aladdin put out the gas lamp, and we used that.
That gave better light, I guess,
yes,
didn't it?
And gave better light to study by.
Yeah. Did you have several of those lamps?
No, I think we just had one.
Oh. So you all had to gather around that?
Yes, we'd all get around one.
Was there enough fire in the fireplace, maybe, to see by, too?
Yes, there's some. We didn't have fireplace.
No. Oh.
We never did have a fireplace.
Just the wood stove in the kitchen?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He had, there was a, the living room and the bigger living room, I guess it was. But I remember between those two, it got so cold, and he had big drapes that he would put up at that door, really heavy to keep it warmer. And sometimes the wind would blow and blow those drapes clear out, way out. So you had to stand the cold.
Mm-hmm. And what did you often have for dinner?
Well, they always raised meat. And generally it was pork, sometimes beef, but it seemed like pork more than beef. And they'd cut a piece off of that and
fry it.
And it was fried and roasted sometimes, but generally fried.
Mm-hmm.
But it was good. I remember that.
I bet it was.
And we kids would go home to school, and if there wasn't anybody home, they were doing something else and weren't home. The pork could have just been butchered, and they hung it up in the tree, you know, to cool off. And we cut a piece out of that, a little piece, and put it on top of the stove and covered it.
Oh, a little after school snack.
Oh, that tasted good. And dip them out, and sometimes he liked them just as in the brine, and sometimes when we went to town, if she bought some meat it was called the Golden Rule Store, and the Boons run it.
The brand?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they always gave me some wiener seed, if I was with her. And she would get the juice off of the sweet can, the sweet pickles that came in barrels, you know?
Yeah.
And she'd get the sweet juice off of that and take it home and make sweet pickles.
Uh-huh.
She never made pickles like we do now.
Uh-huh. And did the adults have coffee or tea?
Oh, yes. They had to have their coffee every morning.
Uh-huh. Did the kids drink coffee, too?
I think they mostly drank milk.
Huh. Some kids like to start drinking coffee when they're pretty young.
Yes, they do, but I don't think they drink coffee.
Okay. Well, it sounds to me as though nobody ever went hungry around your house.
No, they didn't.
Even if you were hungry when you came home from school.
Yes.
But you weren't hungry for long.
No, and I'll tell you about story about him. But I was in grade school, and I don't know what grade I would have been in. But he started finding out that you can take a slice of bread and put, well, from the neighbors, I guess, and put butter on the bread, and then that real thick cream, you take it and put it on top of that and put it in the oven.
And what do you call that then when it's comes out of the oven? A sandwich?
We call it cream toast.
Cream toast.
The neighbors, I know, they'll come in and play with them in order to get some of that.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Bill Livingston, he ate so much anyway, and he sure liked those sandwiches. And they ate quite a few that way.
That would have been out in Mount Glen.
Yes.
So would I be correct in thinking that for most of the time when you were living at the ranch in Ladd Canyon, you were happy?
Oh, yes. Very happy.
Things didn't happen to make you sad?
No. The only thing that made me sad was to head ride horseback to get to where I wanted to go, to play with the youngsters that were away from there.
Oh, why did you not like to ride horseback?
I liked to ride horseback, but I hated to do that every time I wanted to play with one of the kids.
Oh, because it was so far away.
Yeah.
Took too much time, was that it?
Took too much time, and Mother didn't like let us be gone very long at
mm-hmm.
a time.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not a very big thing to be sad about.
Well, no, it wasn't.
Were there any animals or people who died during that period?
Well, I had a sister who died in childbirth.
Mm-hmm. So, do you remember what were the customs then after someone had died? What did people do?
Well, they grieved over them for a while, and then they.
What did they do with the body before it was buried?
They would have as far back as I can remember, they had always had a funeral.
Yes, but where would the funeral be? In town?
Well, we have a cemetery plopped up at one of the Hillcrest and one the other one.
Was it ever the custom to have the body lie in the house? for day or two?
In my grandmother's time it was, because I remember her lying in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And but I never did know how old I was. I suppose about 8.
Mm-hmm. Did people put up black crepe or cloth around the house? No,
they didn't do that.
I remember seeing that when I was about 8 or 9 years old in New York. You'd go by a house and it would be completely draped with black in the front.
Uh-huh.
But that wasn't a custom around here.
I've read about that too. But
you never saw that around here?
I never saw that around
mm-hmm.
here.
Did you have any particular pets during
dogs,
that time?
Dogs and cats.
Mm-hmm. Did they stay outside?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like barn cats?
Well, they went any place they wanted to, but they always had 2 dogs. Dad always said he always had to have 2 dogs to make each other company.
Uh-huh.
And we always had 2 dogs and all the cats we could rush them up, I guess.
From watching those animals, did you find out pretty early about reproduction?
Well, I was quite a bit older before I did that. I was probably 8 or 9, 10, somewhere along there before I found out. I think the kids at school told me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just thinking that in conditions like that, young kids learned about biology when they were fairly young.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
I don't think
too much they didn't know.
But I did until I was a widow.
Okay. Maybe because you were a girl, they were sort of keeping those things from you?
Yes, they shushed it up. I remember getting around the stove and telling about her sister who was pregnant, and they didn't want me to know it.
Oh. Did you ask questions about how she got pregnant?
Well, I guess I just took it as a matter of fact.
Like the weather, it just is, huh?
She swallowed a watermelon.
I'm sure
my one sister said they just found her under a rock.
Did you hear stories about a stork?
Yes. But we didn't believe much in storks,
What happened on some of the holidays, like Christmas? Was there anything special?
Well, nothing special. I guess I remember one Christmas I wanted a doll buggy. I didn't have a doll buggy. And I wanted one awfully bad. So pretty soon Christmas came, and Dad, I guess, was Santa, and the Christmas tree was in a separate room, and he went in there and started calling off the names and came out where we were and brought a doll buggy with a canvas to cover.
Mm-hmm.
Just rolled over, and that made me mad.
Why?
I didn't think that. I'd want a really dolled up buggy.
A really good one, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. And I suppose if you got one gift, that was okay.
Yes, that was okay.
Didn't have them a lot of packages wrapped up?
Yeah, well, of course, with 7 kids, there was quite a few packages, but not many that were wrapped up.
Uh-huh.
His brother, Frank's brother, he used just sacks to put them in a brown paper bag and call it a Christmas dressing.
Uh-huh.
Frank would be her husband.
Whose?
Her husband. Yeah, it's later years.
Oh, I see.
Well, did Johnny?
My dad.
Yeah,
Johnny. You're talking about Johnny.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We're switching time here. I'm not always sure which time we're talking about. Well, let's switch over to the one-room school. I think you told me that there were at least 2 different school buildings in Ladd Canyon. Didn't you?
Well, there was the one they have. You were the one you have now. You've been there.
No, I haven't.
Oh, well, it's quite a large building.
Okay. Well, did you go to the first one, the original one?
I didn't go to the original ones. I don't think. I've been trying to think if I went there, but memory doesn't say that I did.
Uh-huh.
I think I went to the first school in the new building.
I see.
And there were quite a... it was a one-room school.
Uh-huh. You said that it had wide steps and a round stove with a metal casing.
Yes.
And a toilet that was built later.
Yes.
And there were about 40 kids there. Mm-hmm. Now, can you tell me any more about how that building looked inside or outside and what kind of desks you had and maybe something about the lessons?
Well, they
the
had
lessons?
Those regular desks that you sit on a seat that flops down.
Yes.
And the top goes this way.
Yes.
And we had those. I think they finally sold some of those desks.
Mm-hmm. Were they fastened together on runners at the bottom?
Steel, yeah, steel runners. Mm-hmm. And when you moved one way, you moved them all.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And they had an ink well in each one.
Yes. And you used a steel nib pen?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you remember penmanship lessons?
Oh, I have a certificate at all at the farm where
did you do those exercises where you
do
round and round
That's
and round?
What
and then
I was talking about the other day, like a rake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Looked like.
Do you think that was the Spencer method of handwriting?
I know it was.
You remember the name Spencer?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The teacher that taught us then, there was just two of us in the class that took that. And everybody thought, oh, she'd be the one that would get the certificate. And lo and behold, when it came back, it was mine.
Because you did them so well.
And I still have the one in it. I framed it. And still have the penmanship in the frame.
Mm-hmm. I imagine then you were proud of your handwriting.
Well, yes, I was. And I write good yet. I think that I write better than a lot of other people do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
When you had lessons, I suppose you had penmanship and arithmetic and reading. Did you have all those things?
Yes, we had all those. Another thing we always did was the first thing in the morning we would stand up and speak allegiance to the flag.
Yes. And was there a flag in the room?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh huh. Yes.
And how did the teacher look?
Well, she was always looked nice to me. The first one they had was Mrs. Her name was Mrs. Elmer. She later married a man out here in the valley, and I remember she come to our place on Sunday afternoon, and she had a school about it. That wasn't again school. That was school at the. They had a meal up there. It was about 3 miles from our place, and she'd walk all the way up to that school.
You mean her husband operated a sawmill?
Well, he didn't operate it. No, someone else operated it.
I thought women teachers weren't supposed to be married then.
Well, she was. She must have been anyway.
Mrs. Elmer.
Uh-huh. She's gone now, though.
Yeah.
She
she walked 3 miles to the school every day.
Yes,
and then back home.
She has two sons here. They might be able to tell something about her school days.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Irma and Elmer.
Is she the teacher you remember best?
Well, I liked her awfully well.
But you had more than one teacher there.
I liked all my teachers.
Okay.
Yes, we had her, and then we had the last one we had was Mrs. Cale, and her husband might have been dead. She had two girls.
Mm-hmm. But if there were 40 children in the class, I suppose their ages were from maybe 6 years old to 16 or 17, is that right?
Yes, my brother's brother looked like he was 8. Like he was ready to go to college when he got out of high school.
Well, how did the teacher organize things so that all different age kids were doing things they should be doing?
Well, she walked around the school all the time,
yeah,
and saw what they were doing,
mm-hmm,
and helped them with their work as she went,
uh-huh,
if they needed work. And
did you ever have discussions of subjects that everybody took part in?
Oh yes, we had in geography and arithmetic, and
mm-hmm,
especially we'd do arithmetic and geography on the board and then see who could get the problem done first.
Uh-huh. Well, can you remember what a geography problem would be like?
Well, it'd be like, 10 and 21 or something like that.
Now, that's arithmetic.
That's arithmetic.
Yeah. Did you do state capitals, for example?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Yes, that was one thing.
Yeah. What's the capital of Maine? What's the capital of Kansas?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And how would you do that at the board? Go up and...
Well, we just write down, she'd call out to, what's the capital of Oregon? And we'd write down on the board.
I see. Okay. And then did you have to locate it on a map, too?
I imagine we did. I don't remember
okay.
that, but
okay.
I suppose we did.
Mm-hmm. How about spelling? How did she handle spelling?
Spelling, she would give us about 10, 12 words in the spelling book, and then
uh-huh.
we were to study those for overnight or 2 or 3 days. I
yeah.
don't remember how
she
long.
She probably gave you the list on Monday.
Yes.
And you had to study them on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yes.
Yeah, and then have a test on Thursday.
And then have a test on Thursday.
Uh-huh. And if you didn't do well on that test, what did you do?
Well, she'd have another one the next week.
Yeah. Until you got them right, or
yeah.
as many as possible. Yeah. Did you have spelling bees, too?
Yes, we had spelling bees
uh-huh.
between the two of the grades.
Mm-hmm. Were you a good speller?
Well, I thought I was.
Well, did you win the spelling bees most of the time? Or did you say standing till the end anyway?
Well, no, I won some of them, and there was another a girl that was my friend. And she'd win some too because
uh-huh.
she was good in things
uh-huh.
too.
Uh-huh. And what did the teacher do when kids got a little bit too unruly or a little bit too wiggly?
She'd make them stay after school.
And do what?
Well, I remember one thing was I had to learn a poem. And I could learn fast. She'd give me a poem.
Was that your punishment?
Like Longfellow or something. Like we'd learn that in one of his poems.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
and she'd have us let her hear it. And then next day I forgot it.
But that wasn't the punishment, was it?
That was the punishment she gave.
To learn a poem?
Yes.
Really? That's a way to grow up hating poetry.
I don't remember anybody getting a spanking.
Well, I suppose some of the boys were too big for her to spank, weren't they?
Yes.
Yeah, I should think so. Did she get upset sometimes?
Yes. Well, not very much so.
Did she ever scream at you?
What is it?
Did she ever scream at you? Or cry?
I think she did one time when one of the boys put a mouse in the door.
Yeah. And then were there sometimes activities at the school, plays or dances?
Oh yes, we had plays on like Thanksgiving and Christmas and different holidays. So we always had a play.
Uh-huh.
And Thanksgiving, we'd have the Puritans and the Pilgrims, I mean. And,
yeah.
And,
so, as you think about the time that you spent in that one-room school, do you see anything that you think was bad about it?
No, I don't.
Was
I
all
think
good?
It was good.
Okay. You learned a lot?
Learned a lot, and the teacher helped a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we always had kind teachers, and none of them was very cross,
good.
I remember.
Mm-hmm. It's quite a struggle to take care of 40, or I mean to teach 40 kids all day long.
Yes, she walked around to teach them.
That's hard.
And I think sometimes she had trouble with the big, and the big boys.
Yeah, they didn't want to be there today.
No.
Or do what she wanted them to do.
But I took the picture, but I do have a picture that was taken of the boys were standing and they were holding the American flag.
Uh-huh.
Like this, and there was four of them, one at each end.
Mm-hmm.
And when, I think I told the other time that when that they, Dad and one of the boys put the American flag up on the flagpole when the World War ended.
Now, you started high school in LeGrand.
Yes.
And
I went through grade school in 7 years and a half.
Uh-huh.
And went in high school in mid-year, mm-hmm. midterm.
Now, when you started high school classes, did you think that you were pretty well prepared?
Well, I thought I was going to win in, but I got in there, I found out I wasn't.
Oh, you did. What were some of your difficulties?
Oh, I took Latin for one thing, and I thought I never would get through Latin, and I did this. The only thing in high school I ever failed in was Latin.
Mm-hmm. Of course, nobody's really prepared to study Latin for the first time because it's so different from English.
And I didn't like geometry. I got it all right, but I didn't like it. And I don't have any trouble with mathematics. But I didn't like geometry.
I suppose going to high school where you had several teachers and you moved from class to class seemed a lot different from the Lad Canyon school.
It sure did.
Was it exciting?
Yes, I enjoyed high school. I enjoyed having several girls for girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a study hall and had a man teacher there. And one time I was in study hall and I got a chew, somebody gave me some gum to chew. Well, I put it in my mouth and chewed it, and then he found out I was chewing it, and he told me to go up and spit it out the window.
Uh-huh.
And I think that was one of the most embarrassing things that happened to me. I had to go up in front of everybody and throw the gum out the window.
I hope it didn't land on somebody's head.
I do too.
Now, from Lad Canyon, where you were, to LeGrand is what, about 5 miles?
I think about nine.
Nine. And were you going back and forth each day?
Yes.
On a horse? Or did you have a car then, or what?
Well, we had a car then. And my brother, my oldest brother, had a job with the county. He worked. In fact, the place he worked inside was right across the air, across the road. And he drove a car, and he let me go to school. He's the one that would have paid my way through college if I
uh-huh.
would have gone.
Uh-huh. So I suppose you had to leave, what, about 7 or 7:30 in the morning?
About that, I think.
Yeah.
It was pretty early.
And then did you have to wait around after school till he finished work?
Yes, I'd have to wait until after he got through work
mm-hmm.
to go home.
What was there to do around school during that time?
Wasn't much to do around school.
Any sports?
Well, they played basketball and played baseball and a few things like that. We had a teeter-totter. I think we played a lot of times on the teeter-totter.
Not while you were in high school, I suppose. Did you?
It went from grade school, I think, and was still there during high school.
Oh, I see. Now, I suppose this was the high school in LeGrand at the corner of 4th and M
yes.
Street, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The building that was torn down
yes.
a few years ago. Right. And the building was fairly new, though, when you were there, I think.
Yes, I thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
no one thought of it. We'd have gym classes and played basketball quite a bit in gym class.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you have typing classes and home ec classes?
Oh, yes. What? I can remember, the first thing I made was what they call floating island in home ec.
A dessert.
Uh-huh. And it was, you beat up the whites and put them there on top of kind of a custard. And that was a floating island. And
did you eat it too?
Oh, yes.
Did you get a good grade for that?
Well, yes, I did good in cooking class.
I bet your mother was glad about that.
Yes, I think so.
Mm-hmm. Did she put you to work at home then with cooking?
Well, I helped her can and, mm-hmm. and things like that.
Did you make any more floating islands at home?
Yes, I made them.
Oh, you did? Yes, your specialty, huh?
Well, do there.
And did you take typing?
Yes.
Or shorthand?
I took typing, and I would have took shorthand, but they didn't teach it that.
Uh-huh. Were there any boys in the typing class?
Yes, I think there were a few.
Uh-huh. Mostly, though, it was the idea that only girls were supposed to type.
Yes.
Wasn't it the idea?
Well, they did, yes. The girls, there were quite a few girls who did type. And
Harold Blank told me that when he told the typing teacher at Cove High School that he wanted to take typing, she said, "No, only girls can take typing.
Oh.
And anyway, if you take it, you won't get an A." But he said, "I don't care, I'm going to take it anyway." And he said he was mighty glad he did, too.
Yes, I was glad I took typing. It's helped me many times.
Good.
I still have the typewriter I used in high school.
You do?
Uh-huh.
What kind was that?
An Underwood.
Underwood. Oh, yes. And did it have the kind of keys that sort of come up and hit this way?
Yes, and sometimes they were right and sometimes they were wrong when you hit them.
Uh-huh. Did you learn to change the ribbon?
Yes.
Hmm? Did you do any typing for other people?
Well, yes. I went to the courthouse one summer. Mm-hmm. My sister-in-law was a recorder up there, and she had me come in and go to work that summer, and I worked putting names in the ledger for her all the time. I did some put down names on cards that were that voted in the precinct.
Yeah.
And I guess that was about all.
I imagine you thought that was important work.
Oh, yes. I thought it was important work.
Sure.
But I got rheumatism while I was working there, and I spent about 6 or 8 weeks in bed with it.
Rheumatism?
Uh-huh.
Where do you think that came from?
I don't know. It was common arthritis, I guess.
Huh. Has that bothered you all your life?
No, I've never been bothered very much. I have it right now in this left ankle. It bothers me from walking, and I'm supposed to walk a lot, and it sure hurts it.
Mm-hmm. And you started getting rheumatism when you were a teenage?
Yes.
Hmm. Did many people have rheumatism at that time?
I didn't know very many when I had it. And mother went to, she was a great one not to go to the doctor. She would go to Moon's drugstore and they'd tell her what to get.
Uh-huh.
And so they told me to get some kind of medicine that had something in it. I can't remember now, but they couldn't make it. And she got some of it and gave it to me, and I went to sleep, and she thought I died because I was sound asleep. They couldn't wake me up.
Uh-huh. Now, that was before you were a Christian Scientist.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't become a Christian Scientist until after we were
mm-hmm.
married.
Mm-hmm. Were there any other remedies for rheumatism that they tried, like hot packs? or
well,
any kind of annoyance?
I can't remember that they did, but they might have.
Mm-hmm. You remember being in pain often?
Oh, no. I was in with that rheumatism. It seemed like it started in my thumb. And just kept jumping joint to joint.
Yeah.
I stood up against the stove one time. It felt so good and made it feel good that I went to a party here standing. There was something one night, and I remember standing around that stove for a minute. I'm going back.
I should think that somebody would have said, "We need to take you to Hot Lake."
Well, that's where I finally ended. Only it was too late, too much good, but Mother did go down to Dr. Fye, and he doctored me, but that medicine that she got from the wounds, I mean, more good than anything he ever done.
Huh. Oh, what did they try at Hot Lake?
Well,
just put you in the hot water?
Well, I can't remember that they put me in the hot water. He just gave me more medicine to take, I think.
Hmm. Well, that surprises me, because I thought most of the people who came to Hot Lake took the mineral baths.
Well, they did, but I can't remember that I did. I don't think I did.
Hmm. Do you remember wishing you could?
Yes, if it helped, I sure did.
Yes.
And then when I got over it, why, it's never bothered me since.
Except a little bit in your leg.
Except that in your leg that old people get.
Yes, yes. We're just about at the end of the tape. Would this be a good time to stop, you think?
It might be. Are you kind of ready to quit for today, Mom?
Yes, anytime.
Okay. I'm just coming to the end of the tape,
okay.
So this is a good time to stop.
Well, yeah.
But I